FM 92.3 K-Bear Country, our grocery cart pre-duel show rolls along. It is Broken Bow taking on North Platte tonight. It is a high school duel. We are joined by head wrestling coach for Broken Bow, Ed Schaaf. And first of all, thanks for taking the time and talking to us today.
Hey, not a problem.
So action getting started just last week. A good opener for you in that triangular, taking down Arcadia Loup City, also Wood River. Some weather delays over the weekend, but what do you like from your guys so far in the early goings?
You know what? They work hard. They work hard, and they're motivated to do great things. So they push each other. We get in the wrestling room, and you know what? You've got some great kids that are just competitive. They don't like to lose. And so it just makes each other, they're making each other better as we go every day.
Well, on the note of it being really early in the season here, Coach, I know, early emphasis, but you do have quite a few ranked wrestlers. According to anywrestle.com, you've got 7 guys ranked in the top 5. Too early to be thinking about that. How do you get your guys to just go strong out of the gate and put that at the back of their head?
Yeah, we talk about that all rankings are somebody's opinion, and they don't really matter until the final ones come out, and those final ones, you get a place on the podium. So we just kind of, it's great recognition for all the hard work that these kids have done, but they also understand that it doesn't really mean anything, that, you know what, if we're not ready to go and we're not ready to wrestle our best, that at any point anybody can be beat. And so they just kind of put it off to the side, and we just keep working. And if any of them think that they get too big for their britches, then we can find somebody in their in our room that we can send them over and knock them down a peg if we need to. But that doesn't usually happen. They're pretty good about how they handle stuff and the mindset that they have going into this.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the mindset, again, it being early, just second week of the season, how are your guys doing on their weight and early conditioning so far?
Good. You know what? We come off of a break, and you know, with no wrestling on Saturday, and then we had no school on Sunday, so I was kind of a bit nervous about our weight coming in, and everybody was within, you know what, 2 or 3 pounds, so our weight's pretty good. Conditioning's good. You know what, they had a break off. We pushed them pretty hard yesterday, and they responded. So everything's looking pretty good for us right now. We just got to go out and wrestle. I mean, North Platte's going to be tough. They've got some really tough kids, and they're young, but they've got some kids coming up that are really, really solid. So it's going to be a good duel for us.
Yeah, it's going to be a great duel. A few matches that are highlighted. We'll break those down on down the road. But you talked about your guys pushing each other in the room. You've got quite a few experienced senior leaders on this team, including some of which ranked like Spencer Gaffney, Cole Omer, Trey Brooks, Drew Drake. What do these guys mean to the team?
Everything. I mean, they just, you know what, their leadership is just awesome in that when, you know what, they're going to work hard in practice, and the other kids, the younger guys are all seeing how they work and how they go about doing the business. We talk a lot about, you know, about being a good person and doing things the right way and not letting whether we're winning or losing define who we are. And those seniors just kind of epitomize that. They, you know what, we know going in that the guys that we're going to wrestle, we're always wrestling tough people or trying to wrestle tough people. And so there's always a chance we're going to lose. And we don't hang our hat on how, you know, if we're winning the match or losing the match. It's just how we conduct ourselves, how we prepare ourselves. And, you know what, if we do all that stuff right, a lot of times the winning and losing will sort itself out.
All right, Coach, before we let you go, get the guys warmed up. Broken Bow taking on North Platte High School Wrestling. It is coming up next. What's the last thing you say to these guys here in kind of your huddle? What do you say to get them fired up?
Let's go have fun. I, you know, it's a thing. I guess for me, as a used to being an old football coach or helping coach football, you know, it was always kind of the rah-rah, let's go, let's go, let's go. And now it's a thing that, there's very few times that we're sitting here trying to, you know what, say that it's like super inspirational stuff. You know what, our kids all know that everybody cares for each other and that we're going to work hard. And so a lot of times it's just trying to keep them calm, trying to keep the nerves under control so they can go out and perform their best. Because they, you know what, they work hard in practice, So they kind of know, you know, the level of where we're at. It's not a thing that we're going to I'm going to magically say something or somebody's going to magically say something that's going to raise them up to another level. For us, it's just, you know what, we're always going to try to increase the level that we practice at, which in return will increase the level we compete at. So, you know what, it's I wish I had something that I would tell you that, yeah, I, you know what, I say this and this and this, and a lot of times it might be a dumb joke or it might be, you know what, something just to kind of lighten the mood, or sure. Or if they're, you know what, if they're not focused, then sometimes then it does get a little intense, but not too much.
All righty, Coach. We'll go take care of business, and thanks for taking the time and talking with us.
You bet. Take care. Thanks, guys.